Hello and welcome to another episode of Cranky Talk, a show for avgeeks and non-avgeeks alike. We tackle anything related to airlines and sometimes beyond, even when I have a cold, Dave. So it's cool though. But this week, we're going to talk about making Dave fly a lot.
Well, I hope I'm not flying with you while you have this cold. Yeah. Are these flights to Italy? Because if so, I am in.
Nope. Good try, though. We're actually talking about whether or not you should get Frontier's Go Wild All You Can Fly Pass.
Are you paying for it? Because if so, again, I am in.
No, I am not paying for it. But I am curious to sit and see what you think, because Frontier is trying to appeal to the traveler's flexibility and willingness to book late. And so I thought it'd be a fun exercise to see what works for you, Mr. Hipster, and what doesn't. I want to thank our sponsor, MedJet, the membership service that protects you if you get sick or injured while traveling. They also offer travel security through their MedJet Horizon product. We'll talk a bit more about them later on.
Okay, first of all, I am not a hipster.
Sure, whatever. But you are a millennial with no kids, so you don't have school schedules weighing you down, at least.
That's true, but let's start by having you tell me what this thing is first.
Of course. I mean, I just assumed you don't actually read Cranky Flyer, where I put up a whole post about this thing.
I read it, but not all of our listeners do, so let's go ahead and explain that for them.
Okay, dear listener, if you are a listener and don't read crankyflyer.com, this is an outrage. Unless you can't read, then it's sad. That's a different issue. But listen, go read crankyflyer.com. But still, all right, Dave, so let's explain it. So the Go Wild Pass, and yes, it has an exclamation point officially, so I will continue to scream it to be just as obnoxious. It will allow you to pay one annual fee and fly all year long, starting on May 2nd, 2023, on an unlimited number of trips.
All right, so how much?
This is a bit harder to find than I thought, because when I just searched Go Wild, it first took me to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources page on fishing, hunting, or trapping permit purchases. Who knew? But, you know, eventually I got there. And right now, Frontier is charging $799. This is up from the initial intro offer, which is $599. And Frontier seems to keep rolling this like week by week. So it always seems like it could go away at any minute. Like a couple days ago, they extended it by two more days and made it available for children or for people to purchase for their children. And so they kind of keep like throwing these little things there. So by the time you listen to this, dear listener, who knows what it'll be?
Kids these days just booking all those last minute flights. All right, so $800 for a full year of travel. And they go all over the place, right?
I mean, depends on what you mean by that, but not so great from the West Coast so much. But I mean, with a connection, you can get to most places in the U.S. and you can go down into Mexico, Caribbean, you know, that general vicinity.
All right, so it sounds to me like roughly, you know, four trips a year would easily make this worthwhile. So I think I'd definitely buy it.
Such a naive millennial.
Yeah, I suppose I should have assumed that there would be hidden fees.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends on how you define hidden. Do you count reading the fine print as uncovering hidden treasure?
Yeah, my favorite hidden treasure. I do not, but I suppose if I saw that price, I would, try to immediately look for the catch. So what's the catch?
Well, there are many, but let's start with the basics. So, every flight you ticket is not actually fully included in the $7.99. It will actually cost you a penny, but then you also have to pay taxes and fees. So for a domestic flight, it's probably going to be around $15 each way once you include the domestic segment tax. September 11th security fee and the airport passenger facility charges. But it'll be more than that for international because the taxes are higher. And also, if you do have to do a connecting flight, then the prices will be higher too.
All right. That still doesn't sound too bad. If we called it $15 one way and I took four trips, that means it's still a good value at about $230 per round trip to break even.
Sure, I agree. It's not a deal breaker, but did I mention ancillary fees?
You did not. What costs extra?
Anything that you'd pay Frontier extra for now on a ticket will cost extra on these tickets too. So check bags, carry-on bags, seat assignments, all that kind of stuff you got to pay for.
All right, so this is getting worse. I never travel with the check bag, so that doesn't matter. But I will need a carry-on. For seat assignments, I am very tall. I don't like to pay for the extra legroom, but I pay for it.
Well, all right. So then you can probably assume that'll add about $100 each way between a carry-on and an extra legroom stretch seat.
Right. So the math is getting harder and harder here. Still, you know, I would probably travel more than four times a year anyway, especially if I have this pass. I don't think it makes much sense for me to fly to, say, you know, Vegas or San Francisco, since I could probably buy a ticket for less than the carry-on fee alone with enough planning. But for longer trips, I think I can still see the value. Maybe I'm still on board.
Okay. I kind of figured we'd be teetering more by now, but no. But okay, Dave, how do you feel about blackout dates?
Like every rational human, I hate them. How bad are the blackout dates on this?
All the dates are blacked out except for February 29th. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be pretty funny, though. There are actually over 50 blackout dates, mostly centered around the holidays, peak travel times, like spring break weekends, stuff like that.
All right, so, well, I try to fly off-peak when I can anyway because it's cheaper, so that may not be the end of the world. I'm really stretching here. Yeah. But if I needed to travel on a peak day, could I just pay more to override the blackout or something?
No, that would be a good idea, though. They should have like an extra charge you can tag on. But no, those dates are blocked totally. So, you know, chances are you probably wouldn't be able to fly on them even if they weren't blacked out anyway.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why?
Let's talk about that after the break. Dave, like we covered on our last episode, in addition to COVID, travel security has become, shall we say, a bigger concern.
Sure, like when a war breaks out or something.
Yep, that's a thing that can apparently happen. But, you know, at least it makes us not think about COVID. But BA5 now, well, you know, we'll start talking about that one again, too.
Yeah, that's very stressful, and I don't want to think about that.
And you're not even going to Canada.
Nope.
But everyone is stressed. This is why our sponsor MedJet offers such a great product. Whether your top concern while traveling is health or safety, MedJet has air medical transport and travel security memberships to help you if the worst should happen. Well, maybe not the worst. Yeah. Anyway, travel insurance is important, but add a MedJet membership for the ultimate peace of mind.
I think of MedJet as the best case scenario for the worst case scenario.
Yes, it's a good way to put it. It's like having a get me out of here membership when you really need it.
You can learn more and become a member at medjet.com/crankyflyer. You were talking about blackout dates.
If you say so. But yeah, that sounds familiar. So this is the biggest caveat in the whole program, though. You can only book your seats one day before travel for domestic flights. So those peak dates, even if they weren't blacked out, they were probably going to be full anyway. You wouldn't be able to book it.
All right, so that's a pretty hefty restriction there. I would say perhaps you should lead with that next time.
Well, that wouldn't have been any fun. Come on.
No, but, you know, it changes the calculation. So, like, I have to go to weddings, things that I can't miss. This probably won't work, especially since, as I understand it, Frontier is an adopter of the ultra-low-cost carrier, or ULCC model, which espouses low fares and very high load factors. With that in mind, it stands to reason that Frontier would have few available seats, and I would find myself in peril.
Did you just have a stroke?
I did black out for a second. What happened?
If we were just talking about how flights might be full and you couldn't take the trip you wanted since you can only book one day in advance, though I'll add for international travel, you get to book 10 days in advance.
All right, so can I just ask a clarifying question here? When you say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. When you say that I can only book one day in advance, is that per flight or for the whole trip?
That's per flight.
All right, this thing sucks. So let's say that I booked a flight out on Monday to travel on Tuesday, and I want to come home Thursday. I won't know if I can book a flight or not on Thursday until Wednesday when I'm already there.
I don't know what you just said, but I think that's right.
For those reasons, I'm out.
I figured we might get you there.
Well, who has the kind of flexibility to just ride the wave of being unable to get on a flight?
Airline employees. That's literally how they spend their free time when they're younger. I was one of them. But, you know, once you have any commitments in life, it's really hard to fly like that. I figure this makes sense for people without kids who have jobs they can do remotely, so they just have total flexibility, which there are a lot more people like that these days. And you know, if they wake up one day and decide to fly to Denver and go skiing the next day, they can do it if there's room on the flight. And if they want to come back and the flight's full, they can just work from wherever they are and get home eventually. Not really a huge issue for a small set of people that are probably being targeted here.
Right, and technically I fall into that category almost.
Yeah, you can work from anywhere as long as you log on. Otherwise, I'm firing you. Jeez. It's getting a little harsh there.
This took a turn. that was not in the script, folks. Yeah, so I can work from anywhere, but my wife can't. She's got to be at her job and has to give more notice for vacation. I'm not going to go gallivanting around North America while she gets stuck.
She might like that.
She might. You know, planning something too far in advance would give me the sweats, since we wouldn't know if we could get on the flight until the day before travel.
Congratulations, Dave. You now have a vague idea of what it's like to work for an airline. But also, you have made the smart decision.
Yeah, this makes no sense if I can't have any certainty at all until the day before travel.
Or 10 days if you go internationally.
Sure, whatever, but that's not really realistic. Besides, do they even fly anywhere internationally from here, or do I have to connect?
Oh, you have to connect. Also, Frontier doesn't fly to LAX or Long Beach, so it's Burbank, Orange County, or Ontario for you.
All right, Orange County is fine, but they can't have a ton of flights, and the others are too far, so definitely not doing this.
How sad. I think the good people of Denver, Dallas, Fort Worth, Phoenix, and Vegas will all be very, very sad to hear this.
Oh, why would they be sad?
Well, those are the only places that Frontier flies nonstop from Orange County.
Okay, well, hard pass. No offense to no offense to the people in those cities. If I lived in Denver or Orlando or someplace with a lot of flights, maybe I'd be willing to gamble. Say I lived in Vegas and, you know, I flew against all the traffic that came into town. This could be a decent option. If I could deal with the last minute nature of the whole thing, which I can't.
Yeah. I mean, I can see Vegas being pretty interesting because you think of like the traditional pattern of people coming in, and Frontier has a ton of flights to a ton of destinations from there. But so if you live in Vegas and you kind of want to go against that pattern, like that may actually be a pretty interesting option, but
sure.
But again, you have to have that flexibility. But yeah, in a place like Southern California, it's a real tough one there, I think. But yeah. But whatever. So, all right. So you're out. But let me ask you one more question before you fully decline. You might not be willing to pay $7.99 a year, but would you pay $19.99?
$19.99? Nope. Sure.
Nope. $1,999.
No. Were you? Did you just have a stroke? Were you hit on the head?
You'd think so. But that is the actual retail value of the pass. And it auto-renews. So regardless of what you get the first year for on the pass, you will be auto-charged $19.99 for the renewal unless you remember to cancel.
That is very shady.
But free travel, asterisk. And thank you to MedJet for sponsoring this week. Learn more about how you can protect yourself while traveling at medjet.com/crankyflyer.
If you'd like to be a sponsor of Cranky Talk, let us know. Email us at advertise@crankyflyer.com. And please, people, this is a solemn plea from me. Remember to leave us those 5-star ratings. This helps other people find our podcast. You're leaving the 5-star ratings. That's great. I see those. But, you know, leave a comment. I'll read it on here. If you don't want me to read a comment, I understand. But it could be a fun, you know, sharing experience between us and our adoring audience. I've met some of you. You're all great.
Can we just talk about that for a second? I think anytime Dave comes to an event and people are like, oh, man, Dave, this is the best. Stop that, please. His head is getting too big.
Nope. Keep it going, people. Keep it going. It's great.
I ain't gonna be able to fit through the door soon with that head. All right. Well, if you have suggestions for what you'd like us to cover in a future show, tell us. It's not hard. Just email us at info@crankyconcierge.com.